Great White Sink's fishing boat. The sun was shining, and there was a light breeze blowing. The snapper was running. All of this was a good combination for a good day's fishing. I drove my old utility down to the jetty, then unloaded the fishing tackle bag and my lunchbox, then walked down the jetty to where I had a small tender dinghy tied on a running lead. As I pulled the dinghy in, I noticed that most of the other professional fishermen had already left for the fishing grounds. I climbed down to the dinghy, then stowed my gear. I untied the dinghy, then started to row out to my 21-foot timber fishing boat. When I arrived, I tied the painter rope to the side of the boat, then tossed the bags on board, then climbed over the side. I fiddled around checking the motor, then started the Blaxland pup motor by hand by pulling the flywheel over compression. The dinghy painter was tied to the mooring line near the buoy. Then I cast off ready to head out to the fishing grounds. The motor went pop 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 as I put it into gear and headed off out through the harbour entrance. I was looking forward to the day's fishing, as the weather had been quite windy for the last few days, and I had not been able to go out. The boat had a mast and sail, which I seldom used. It was mainly for emergencies. There was a small cabin. Behind this was a large wet well to hold the fish. This well had round holes through the boat's bottom to allow fresh water to circulate to keep the fish alive. As I arrived at my best snapper fishing spot, I noticed that another fisherman was already fishing. It was a friend of mine. I stopped the motor and tossed the anchor out and tied it off on the cathead. I was about 40 meters away from my mate. I got my heavy line out, baited up, and dropped into the water. In a short time, I had my first large snapper. I had about 15 large snappers flapping about in the well of the boat. I was pulling one in towards the boat when the line went slack. I pulled a snapper head into the boat. Evidently I had company, as the head had been nipped off by a shark. I stood up and looked around the boat and noticed a large dark shape moving through the water. The shark came closer to the boat and started to circle it. It was attracted by the noise of the snapper thrashing around. I was a bit pissed off because the fishing had been excellent up to now. The shark bumped the bottom of the boat, nearly knocking me off my feet. I decided to pull up the anchor and move to another spot. Suddenly, there was an almighty heave under the boat as the shark had charged it. A couple of the planks in the bottom of the boat caved in, and water came pouring into the boat. I was in trouble. The boat was sinking, and the shark was still circling. The boat was sinking quickly. I yelled to my mate, who had been watching the shark circle my boat. He rushed and started his motor, then ran to cast off the anchor rope into the water. He swung the nose of the boat around and headed for me. I was standing on the top of my cabin, watching as the transom of my boat was starting to go under the water. My mate's boat arrived as my boat was disappearing under the waves. I was climbing the mast. I did not want to be fish food. The bow of my mate's boat came across the side of the sinking boat. I jumped across and landed on the deck of his boat. We watched the shark circle and ate most of the half-stunned snapper floating where my boat had sunk. My lunchbox was about the only thing which floated off my boat. The rest went to the bottom. My mate had lost his anchor. If he had tried to pull it up, I would have been history. As we traveled back to the jetty, I commented that I would have two lives. The one before the shark sank my boat and the other starting not. If he had not been at the same fishing spot, I surely would have been shark food. Oh, 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 oh.